had a nasty flu back in sort of February time, and I just thought, yeah, it was a nasty flu, but I did ring 111 in the middle of it, and they said, you know, unless you've been abroad to a country that had cases of it, then, you know, I don't think you have it. So, you know, just, you know, take your paracetamols and rest up, and you should be okay, which is what I did. And, yeah, it took, took a good couple of weeks to feel a little bit better. And I just sort of thought I'd, you know, do my normal runs and stuff, but my body wasn't quite ready for that. So I thought, oh, this is a bit more than just a flu. So I've just been taking it very, very easily ever since, and to try and recover. And yes, it's taken a good while, and I'm, you know, feeling a lot better now. I mean, I did speak to some people who work at hospital, and they said, you know, with these symptoms, you possibly might have had it, but there's no way of testing, so you don't really, really know. But and hopefully, when that test kit comes out to everyone, you'll be able to just to see if you've had the symptoms. But yeah, it certainly you know, knocks you out really, really badly, and you know, especially someone who's, you know, used to exercising and, you know, going to the gym on a daily basis, you really know your body, and you know what you're capable of. And you know, when you see that the body needed longer and longer to recover, it does make you think.
At its worst, how bad did you feel?
Well, you just couldn't do anything. You just had to stay in bed. You know, even just going to bed to go to the loo was a huge, huge effort. You know, it was temperature, as in you're sweating, headache. Constant headache, so you have to keep taking paracetamol. I just felt very, very weak. Yeah, and I didn't notice my taste bud at first, but much, much later on, I think, you know, weeks later on, I did notice when I started to, say, drink tea, it tasted completely different to how it tasted before. Even honey, I normally have, you know, honey in my coffee, my tea, that tasted completely different with honey. Yeah, so I did mention those things to a friend of mine who works at the NHS, and they said, yeah, possibly that could have been the case. But, yeah, it's very, very draining. Yeah, you just feel, you know, the first few days of being, you know, sort of in bed, you just feel, well, you know, you just can't believe how sort of weak and debilitating you feel. And, yeah, so you really, really appreciate things when you start to, you know, to feel better. So then you go out for walks and thinking, yeah, but then you're sweating as you're walking because your body's you know, is under stress still, trying to get the immune system kicking in back into gear. And you know, so I did try to push it a bit too much at the beginning, try to think, oh yeah, I'm feeling fine now, I've been for a few walks, I'll just go for a jog. And then came back from the jog, and then my glands around my neck started to swell up in the evening. So it's been a long process, but I feel a hell of a lot better now.
Did you ever get to a point where you thought, this is a bit worrying, I might have to check into hospital?
Well, I think when I rang the 111, you know, I was getting to that point then, and when they sort of reassured me that it couldn't possibly be that, you know, I kind of just sort of toughed it out.
When you sort of look back now, I guess you try and process this all in your mind. Have you sort of tried to work out where you might have caught it, or, you know, what you had, whether it was COVID or not?
Well, the only thing I could think of is when I was in London, I had to go up there for a meeting to do a few things, and taking the train up and then the tube, and I think the tube was very, very, very packed, and I think, obviously, you know, it probably was in London, probably earlier than people were, you know, knew. Certainly earlier than it was, you know, down this part of the country.
So when we're talking about sort of what, February time here?
End of February. I was fine. I mean, I was feeling really good, and you know, before that, I said I go to the gym quite often, work out. I was feeling very, very, you know, very good. In fact, when I got back that evening from London, that afternoon, I went straight to the gym and had a workout there, had a good run. And then it wasn't until, so the Friday was that I was at the gym working out. By the Sunday, I had a tight chest. By the Monday, I was in bed.